Welcome back to that 590 show. The temperatures may be going up, but the prices are going down at Bellman Automotive in Troy, Missouri. Dads and grads may rule the month of June, but Ryan Kemner and his great sales staff have deals for all. It doesn't matter if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, your next one can be found at Bellman Automotive. To supplement their wide inventory, they have financing for everyone and a top-notch service department to help keep your new ride maintained. In the market for a new truck, here's a great offer from Bellman. Save up to $12,000 off MSRP on a new Ram. That's right, $12,000 off. But that's not all. At Bellman, you also get a Grizzly cooler or your choice of a Remington shotgun, a Ruger pistol, or a Savage Axis Camel rifle from M&M Guns at no extra charge. So drive home in a new Ram truck and your choice of a rugged Grizzly cooler or a gun at no extra charge. Bellman Automotive really can do it all. Give them a call at 636-462-3600 or swing on by at 175 Turnbell Trail in Troy, Missouri. BellmanCDJR.com. The Bellman Automotive phone line is open now at 855-282-8255 and the text line 855-282-8255. Watching that game last night, I was really hoping that it was going to be right down to the wire. It was close at the end of the first. It was close at halftime. And then Durant just took over in the third. And he is a great player. I would say he's top three in the NBA, but you can't say that he's the best. He's not better than LeBron. You think he ever could be, though?
Yes, undoubtedly. There's no doubt in my mind he could be as good as LeBron one day.
You think so? I don't know.
There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, you talk about guys.
I think there's no question that Durant's a better scorer.
Now, will Durant have the longevity that LeBron has, and I believe Durant missed.
When he had those Liz Frank injuries, I was really concerned because I mean that could be the death knell for people who are 7 feet. Almost.
Yeah. So
it happened in December.
That can be problematic. But here's the thing: that's another thing that people don't want to talk about. Is unlike LeBron James, LeBron James is obviously an incredible physical specimen, but LeBron James is only he topped out at 6'9.5". That's where LeBron James topped out and 260 and still could run a 4.440. But Kevin Durant is legitimately, he doesn't like to be called it because he doesn't like to be looked at as a freak. Kevin Durant is 6 feet, is 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
He has a 7'4" wingspan. So he's essentially if you put a Carmelo Anthony level, he's a better athlete. If you put a freak athlete, if you put Penny Hardaway athleticism into the body of Dirk Nowitzki, this is essentially what you're spitting out with Kevin Durant. So, yes, of course I think he could one day be as good as LeBron because what we've seen, and this is because of what we've seen the last year with Golden State, his defense has taken a huge jump as of late.
And
with his wingspan, with the way that the NBA is going, with the fact that it's not as physical inside, his frame won't be a problem. He'll be a stretch four for the rest of his career. He'll be able to run with any other four, block shots, anything. Kevin Durant, he won't get there because, again, he's had a slower start to his career without the big names. He's had a 30-point-per-game year already under his belt, though, at the same time. But I wouldn't surprise me if by the end of his career we're talking about Durant in the same breath as Kobe Bryant, Elgin Baylor, big-name guys like that.
The weird thing, though, is that LeBron has been under the microscope ever since he got out of high school.
Yep.
And you could say that he is the first ever social media athlete. He's the first athlete to really come to rise in the age of the social media.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I don't think Michael Jordan would have survived in this day and age.
Not with his vices, no.
No, not with his vices, not with his womanizing, not with his gambling, not with everybody having.
That's what I meant by vices. You had to go ahead and spell it out.
I'm spelling it out for people who don't know what MJ's vices are. They're womanizing and gambling. Not saying there's anything wrong with that, but with everybody having a camera on their phone and everybody having access to TMZ's contact information.
You don't have to explain this out. You just have to explain the difference between 2007 Tiger Woods and 2011 Tiger Woods, or 2004 Tiger Woods and 2010 Tiger Woods. That's the difference between Michael Jordan being able to do what he did in the 90s and what LeBron has to deal with in 2000. That's the difference like there. When Tiger, before we found out his personal life, and Tiger after we found out about his personal life. That's the only example you need to turn out to point out why Michael Jordan would never have worked past the year 2004 in pro sports as a player.
One thing I wish Tiger Woods would have done is I wish he really would have embraced being the villain. See, but I don't think he wanted to be.
See, I just wish he would have been a villain with hotter women.
that too, but I mean,
see, I was all about like, Tiger
That press conference, man, I would have loved it if he would have took out like a black Nike baseball cap and slammed it down on his head and said, "Lock up your daughters because I'm going back on tour." I would have loved it. I would have loved it.
I was all about Tiger Woods when it was Lindsey Vonn, and so yes, of course, I'm. You know, if it just had been something more than Perkins waitresses, I mean, I'd have been all about that, actually.
Hey, Perkins waitresses need love too, Matt Arocchio. Come on now.
Yes, but not from, you know, the richest golfer in the world.
Before we get to D here on the Bellman Automotive phone line, what you just said.
Perkins waitresses need love from Billy from the corner.
Okay. You're going to love this story. I think you're going to love it. I don't know. This is when Kiss was in their heyday back in the 70s, right? And this journalist who was following Kiss around, they see Gene Simmons walk into the lobby of this hotel with this tall, blonde, beautiful, gorgeous model. And the next day, they see the same journalist sees Gene Simmons walk through the lobby with this short, frumpy girl. And the journalist goes to Gene and goes, "Gene, what are you doing? Last night I saw you with the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my entire life. And now I see you, you know, with a woman who really isn't." And Gene looked at the journalist and said, "You can't have filet mignon every night." Let's head to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and D joins us. Good evening, D. How are you?
What's going on, Doug?
What's on your mind, D? What's your take on these NBA finals?
You know where I stand. I'm hoping for a sweep, even though it's not going to be profitable for the NBA, so you won't see a sweep, but they deserve one. I hear a lot of, now KD wouldn't been able to play back when Jordan played. He wouldn't be able to drive the lane like that, blah, blah, blah. But that's the same thing I said about LeBron, and everybody was up and on.
No, so I think LeBron could have played back then because LeBron's such a big guy. I mean, LeBron would have almost been like a center back during the 80s and the 90s because of his size. Maybe not the height, but he would have been with the size.
LeBron ain't physical enough to play with those guys.
Of course he is. Man. That's crazy. He's a linebacker. He's huge. Of course he's physical enough.
The man takes contact better than anybody else
in the league.
Chance against Charles Oakley.
No doubt in my mind.
Prime.
There's zero doubt in my mind because there's not. What? No, yeah. I'm sorry.
Because this is what he would have done. He would have gotten Charles Oakley in foul trouble. Charles Oakley would have been on the bench.
It's not even that. It's that you cannot tell me that players in the 90s, even the ones who were 6'9", were as strong as LeBron is now. I'm sorry. That if you say that, you're lying or dumb. There's not. Those players were not as strong. LeBron is stronger than every player who was his comparable size in the 1990s. It's just a fact because of the weight training, because of everything around LeBron. Look what happened when JaVale McGee tried to pull LeBron down yesterday in the first quarter. JaVale McGee failed to pull LeBron down. JaVale McGee is 7 foot tall, and he couldn't take LeBron down when LeBron was in the air because the guy is a freaking anchor. Of course he would have been. I'm not saying he wouldn't have gotten hurt more, but there's a reason the guy's never gotten hurt in today's NBA. It's because he's built like a rock.
Rockio, I want you to look up a guy called Mason. Charles Mason.
Oh, don't throw
Charles Mason.
Don't throw me these guys who are just really hard
Anthony
hitters
Mason.
In the paint. I'm aware
Anthony
who Anthony Mason is.
For the Knicks.
Of course I know who Anthony Mason
there's
is.
There's no way that you're going to tell me that he would have let LeBron, he wouldn't have been able to pull LeBron down and all this other stuff. LeBron is physical. Yes, he is. But he's not going to just run over those guys that were 6'9 and about his
size.
D, how tall do you think LeBron James is? Okay, here's Charles Oakley. When he played, Charles Oakley was 6'8 and 225.
Get out of here!
LeBron James right now was 6'8 and 250. So he's already got 25 pounds of muscle on Charles Oakley.
Stop it, D.
D, is your phone working?
Nope, because I'm not hearing what you're talking about right now.
I see, because we're displaying your myth there.
Anthony
and it's
Mason.
Common, man. Everybody thinks that the players back then were so much stronger and so much tougher. Everybody thinks that, you know, the players in the 80s, that they would have gone up against Wilt Chamberlain, that Wilt Chamberlain would have ate their lunch when Wilt Chamberlain was a string bean, so was Bill Russell. Come on. It's just
well, then,
people
well,
players,
well,
you try,
then,
players now are so much bigger and so much stronger.
if that be the case, then explain to me why we got these flag football rules where you can barely touch somebody.
Because offense is what people want to see.
No. D, he literally, when he told you that every player now is stronger and bigger and faster than they were in the 90s, that's why the rules specifically in football have changed. Because everyone's bigger, stronger, and faster, so the collisions are more dangerous. We see injuries now where guys have stuff that you only see in car crashes beyond the football field. And so that's why you pull it across. For the exact same – they slowed the game down for the exact reason that guys are bigger, faster, and stronger than they ever have been. And I just don't think – there's no debate when you look at a guy like Bron, when I switch over to basketball, who's 6'9", 250. You cannot tell me Anthony Mason, who was 6'7", 225 – who was 6'7", 250, excuse me, that Anthony Mason would dominate LeBron in the paint. That's a ridiculous comment.
I never said he would dominate him in the paint.
Oh, so he'd be able to throw him to the ground? Good, so he can't play basketball. Anthony Mason would successfully be able to throw somebody who's way similar to him to the ground.
No,
congratulations.
No, Rocchio, what I'm saying is the guys at that time were a lot more physical than the guys at this time. There were other guys that were his size that would be a lot more physical than the guys are now.
It was more physical in the 80s and 90s, but I think LeBron would have been able to adapt.
And also at the same time, sure, it was more physical back then, but Anthony Mason, here's the thing, it was more physical back then. Anthony Mason would not have the basketball skills to survive past year four in his career in this league right now.
No, I don't think he would either.
But now that we won't argue on. That we won't argue on at all. Because the thing, but see, that's where the difference in back then and now comes into play. You're right. You got bigger, faster guys. These guys are some of them are a little bit more fundamentally sound than a lot of guys back then, because it was more of a Bush League era.
Well, I mean,
the big guys, because Shaq was from what I can remember, the first big guy that could actually dribble the ball down the court and make decent passes and stuff like that. I saw King dribble the ball, but I'm talking about on a consistent basis. Shaq was the first person I saw do at that size.
Look, you're absolutely right. And look at the players nowadays, too. If you don't have the full set of skills, you're kind of not, you know, getting on the court. Look at people like Karl Anthony Towns, who can post up, and they can also shoot the three. They can also handle the ball. Same thing with Giannis. Same thing with Anthony Davis. D, good hearing from you, my friend. Enjoy the last two games of the finals, because I think you're right. They were looking at a sweep. Have a good night, buddy.
That entire conversation always will never cease to amaze me when people tell me. Here's the thing.
You're going to be having the same argument in 20 years.
I don't know. I feel like – no, because I know there's some people who are older, who are smart enough to realize that the game changes, and that doesn't mean that everyone from back in the day is simply better. It's different. Now, here's the thing, though. I'll agree with you right now. You can bring up an argument that Kevin Durant would have a lot of trouble in the 90s because of the physicality, but I'd also bring up the thing of name other players in the 1990s who were 7 foot tall with a 3-point shot, and the number gets really short. And more than that, anybody on that list, 7 point with a 3-point shot in the 1990s, they're all going to be stoic 7 foot Europeans who can't drive the ball. So now I got to tell you, what happens if you take Kevin Durant and put him in the 90s? Sure, he gets beaten to crap when he goes into the paint, but he also scores a ton of points off free throws because the guy's ridiculously talented.
But after a while, you're going to get tired of getting hit.
That's true.
So you're eventually going to adapt your game where you're not going to be driving as much.
That too.
He's going to rely on his jump shot, and he's got a good jump shot. Defensively, I don't think Durant is a bad defensive player, but I don't think he's nearly as good a defensive player as what LeBron is. And how funny was it last night, though, to see Steph Curry kind of turn LeBron inside out? It reminded me of seeing AI when he turned Jordan inside out, and it also reminded me when Jordan did that to Larry Bird. Amazing how that happens.
Ironically enough, all three of those plays had double dribbles.
That was the
funny thing about last night, people saying Stephen Curry clearly double dribbled when he turned around LeBron like that. I'm like, yeah, he's the first NBA star to ever double dribble on national television in the finals.
They all carry the ball too.
Remember Fred Hoiberg's rant after the first couple of games in that Bulls Celtics series, when he would literally rant after every press conference
about Isaiah Thomas
was carrying the ball by the strict rules of holding the ball and carrying, Allen Iverson destroyed the rule book. They gave him the official copy at the NBA office. Allen Iverson took that one section out and put it in the shredder forever, because that is now how the NBA is played. Jordan and company, when they started playing above the rim, got rid of the traveling rule. Yeah. Everyone says they don't call travels in the NBA. Why do you think that happened? It's because dunking got fun in the 90s.
We'll take a commercial break, and then final segment of the night coming up next. You're listening to That 590 Show with Matt Berger right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.